You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, this is Abby here for the SRA podcast, and I'm here with James O'Brien from LBC. Hello.
Hello, Abby.
How are you today?
Very well indeed. Very happy to be here.
Brilliant. I'm really happy to have you. So first of all, can you just give us, for those at home who haven't been able to make the conference, a brief sort of talk about what your session is about today?
We should probably have done this afterwards, because as with my radio show, I'm never entirely sure what's going to happen until I open my mouth and start talking. But I imagine I will share some pearls of unparalleled wisdom with regard to how you get and keep people listening to the radio.
So speaking of, we're in quite a politically charged time. How is it that we can keep young people interested in politics? Because it's a generalisation that people switch off, especially with the young voters ban. So how do you sort of tackle that?
I don't know if it's true that young people aren't politically engaged. It's a popular thought, and maybe they're not engaged in quite the same way that older people are in more entrenched tribal kind of loyalties. It seems to me that the younger you are, the more likely you are to agree with one party on one issue and another party on another issue. So the trick, I suppose, is to identify the issues that people should care about. And I think historically, it doesn't just apply to young people, but if you create an honest environment in which you can explain why perhaps some elements of the media aren't telling people the truth, that draws young people in particular, because you're keen to get to the heart of things. You're not just looking to have your preconceptions, even perhaps your prejudices, endorsed by radio, which older people often are. I think you're quite keen to have your ideas challenged and to have your sort of little grey cells exercised. At least I hope so.
Yes, definitely. So with the show on LBC, it's very visual now, being recorded as well. Do you feel like that's an important part in radio now, to have it on video as well?
It's been incredible for me. It's changed everything, actually, since these clips. You sort of start hearing from people you haven't seen for 30 years, and they're getting in touch with you on Facebook saying, why is your face all over my Facebook feed? And so obviously we're reaching parts that the radio show hadn't previously reached. I thought they were mad when they told me they were installing HD cameras in the radio studios. I thought it was one of the daftest things I'd ever heard. It was, I think originally the thinking was it would probably benefit the music stations more, because you'd get Lady Gaga coming in for an interview, or Harry Styles or someone like that, and then all the fans would pile in to have a look. And oddly, we've done a lot better out of it than any of the music stations have. It turns out that those sort of the monologues, for me in particular, just seem to fit into the way that social media works. They're digestible. It's a 3-hour show, but it's the 3-minute monologues that tend to, or clips of monologues that just tend to fit into people's day in a way that, I don't want to sort of spoil the magic or anything, but I think it's taken everybody by surprise. There was certainly no master plan on my part that this would sort of bring us to a much wider audience and give me a much higher profile. It just has. It's been great. Right place, right time.
Definitely. And so finally, again, seems like a silly question, but
sure isn't.
Is there still a place for talk radio?
I think there's a place for talk radio as long as there's a place for talk. It's just radio is the medium through which it is enjoyed. What's weird is the panic that sweeps through the industry regularly with regard to becoming redundant or becoming moribund. You can see why music radio is worried with the rise of Spotify. You can see why other areas are worried with the rise of all social media. But live conversation is as old as humanity itself. And I'm probably going to jinx my entire career now, but I can't quite imagine circumstances in which people aren't going to want to talk about what's going on around them, whether it's politics, whether it's social issues, whether it's just trying to make each other laugh, or whether it's just keeping each other company. Radio, speech radio, talk radio, particularly with presenter-led, big personality-led talk radio, is trusted company. And people are always going to want trusted company.